BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Betonline.ag, where the game starts. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Believe in OK State podcast. I am Megan Robinson, joined as always by Justin Southwell and Eve Batoba. And I don't know why I'm hosting this week, because really this is like the Justin Southwell dream episode.
That's right.
New uniforms were released this week by Oklahoma State. And if you have not seen them, head on over to the Athletics website, Twitter, Facebook, anything, and check them out because they are freaking fire.
Fire. Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, just drop the fire emojis in the chat for no reason at all. Like, these uniforms are so dope. I hope I'm not being hyperbolic. I said in our group chat, I hope I'm not being a prisoner of the moment, but these are the greatest uniforms that I've ever seen from us. Possibly the greatest uniforms I've ever seen, period. All right. Now, I know that I'm biased, of course, believe in OK State. But I mean, shoot, I just want to say for everybody, on Wednesday, right? You're listening to this on a Thursday. On Wednesday, it was Justin Southwell Day. So happy Justin Southwell Day for everybody that observes. So just got to throw that out there.
Thank you to all who celebrate. It was a great day. Very tough day for the I don't care what they wear as long as they win fans on Facebook. But hey, y'all made through it. You're going to be all right. Everybody else, let's just bask in this greatness.
Yes.
So to make sure we're talking about uniforms and not your birthday. I did not miss your birthday, did I?
We're talking about uniforms.
Okay. Just confirming because it was Justin Southwell Day. And sometimes when it's, you know, someone say it's this day, it's a birthday. I'm confirming that it was just
better than a birthday.
Who cares about a birthday right now?
Not me.
And hold on, what for those of y'all watching the video, what are you wearing right now, South? What you got going on? Is that the Thurman Thomas?
Thurman Thomas, like 1987 throwback.
The 87 throwback.
Has the sleeves, stripes. Everything about it is perfect. And we incorporated that right into our new sets. The only difference is the Oklahoma State font. It's modernized. And I will say this, they could have modernized the numbers to be consistent with the font, and I'm so glad they didn't. I love that they're just the plain, just straight normal numbers.
Yes.
Love it. Because we've had the different numbers for the last template, and they're the barbed wire font. It was kind of like the only way for OSU to be unique from everybody else. But we don't need that now. I think that with this triple stripe on the sleeves, if you go back and look at the video that OSU teased the trailer of the uniforms dropping
this past Tuesday,
it's so consistent across eras. I didn't think that we had that much consistency, that much tradition across the board.
Yeah.
And really, that is Oklahoma State's brand. So I'm so glad we're getting back to it, to have that on the sleeves. And it's still so unique to other colleges in the NCAA. I was looking at other Division I teams that had similar triple stripes. Nobody has it in orange and black. Auburn is probably the closest. But even then, I think you've got throwbacks for Colorado and Oregon. They have similar triple stripes. Northwestern and BYU, they have the similar triple stripe and how it's laid out, but they're monochromatic. So they're all white on their home jerseys. They're all blue or purple on their away jerseys. So the fact that it's orange, black, and white, it stands apart. Oklahoma State, it's unique to them. And like I said, couldn't be happier that it's on our updated uniform template.
Yeah, yeah. Biggest thing about me, man, is I just love the blend of modern and the blend of history. And whenever you go all the way back to the 1950s, like the 1959 team, you see all the history just woven into the fabric, and their storytelling all over every single part of this uniform that goes from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s to the 90s to the 2000s, early 2000s, late 2000s, 2010s, 2020s. Like, all of that is being told through the uniform. And I think that anybody that likes the tradition, likes the history of it, can definitely appreciate that. And the recruits that are 17, 16 years old right now looking at it, they're like, oh, wow, this is dope. And I love the way that they went about teasing it and releasing it, too.
Yeah.
On a random Wednesday in May when there's not that much talk, nobody really – like, this is how Oklahoma State stands apart. Make sure that we keep it unique. The whole country is talking about us right now. All the UniWatch websites, yeah, as well as Pro Football Focus. Like, Oklahoma State is on everybody's radar. So this is the type of drop that you need. I feel like I'm on a sneakers app right now. I'm like, yo, I got to cop that. So I love everything about the way that they went about it, the rollout.
The uniform, the stripes are my favorite part. And Eve, you talked about, you know, paying homage to past teams. They really were designed with the teams of the 1980s in mind. And I think what they do so well is that they resemble those uniforms so well, but they don't feel dated. They feel new. They feel unique. And I think when people try to you know, pay tribute to something from the past, it doesn't always pan out well, just in general with things. Right. It feels a little dated and the font's not right, or there's something a little bit off. It's like, well, you tried. This was a nice attempt. But I think they did an amazing job of combining the past with the present. And just some information about these uniforms. They are Nike Fuse technology. Fuse stands for Field Utility Special Edition. OSU is one of the few schools in college football wearing this technology. Fuse uniforms combine research-backed innovation with precision to help allow ultimate performance on the field. They are lightweight and provide thermal regulation using Nike Dry Fit technology. Uniforms come in black, white, and orange with pants in all three colors, allowing for more options on a week-to-week basis. Justin, does this mean that we won't see grays this year?
I think it does. Grays are gone. And that's much to the delight of some fans. I understand it, but they were a polarizing color scheme, despite winning 84% whenever we were wearing gray. I'm not one of those fans. I like gray. I don't love it, but I do like it. I like the option of having it. I like Phantom Pete. So I suspect that this will be the end of Phantom Pete. And, you know, if there's no gray, there's no Phantom Pete. It just makes sense. We need the branding to be consistent. Now, I'll say this. I prefer Phantom Pete over any other Pete helmet that we've had in the rotation. But if there's no gray, you can't have it. So it marks the end of an era. And to be honest, I kind of like that. All right.
Yeah,
like,
so do I.
The Phantom Pete was introduced back in 2009 with that Cowboys Forever campaign, and it was awesome getting that alternate black uniform against Colorado for that, the birth of Weed into Blackman, right? That logo is first used on the pants in 2011. We saw its first appearance on a helmet in 2012 against TCU.
Uniformologist.
It hung around after the rebrand. So we've been hanging on to it for a while. We last saw it on a helmet against Arkansas Pine Bluff last season. So total 17 games with an 11-6 record with Phantom Pete on the helmet. It'll stand out in Oklahoma State history as a cool alternative logo for some of the most winningest programs teams in program history.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously proud to be a part of that, but am I going to miss the grays? No. And I'll tell you why. The gray, no gray means that we have an extra alternate jersey. And like our guy Justin Williams hinted at when he was on the pod with us last time, how about two away jerseys?
I love
the two away. How about two away jerseys?
Yeah.
You got one set with the orange numbers with a black outline.
That's probably my favorite one.
The other set has the black numbers with the orange outline, and it gives out so many options so many more options than gray for other uniforms.
I like the white with the black and the orange trim.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely a popular one. I don't know. There's something about like those orange letter, the one with the orange numbers and the black trim just have that. And then, of course, you got the classic white, orange, white look that just looks very clean. Whenever that's probably going to be like our base home uniform. Well, actually, I don't even know. There's so many different, there's a lot of different combinations that we could pull from these uniforms.
So, like what we had, I guess, back in our day, Eve, we had all of ours were white jerseys with orange numbers.
Yeah.
And we got into the start of all the different combinations, and it was kind of like, man, this white jersey would look so much better with these black pants if we had black numbers. And then we got to see that for the last 6-7 years with this last template. But then there were times where I was like, man, this white jersey would look so much better if it had orange numbers. I wish there was a way we could have both. And yes. Now we've got it. And I love it. So props to Justin Williams for thinking of that.
Yes.
Props to, you know, whoever needs to get props for dropping the gray. I know that some people love it, some people hate it. But the fact that we have two white jerseys, I don't even think Oregon has that. Well, maybe they might be the only other team that has an alternate white jersey. So that's another way that Oklahoma State gets to stand out. I love it.
No, I love everything about it. And I think even the innovative part of it, you know, you talk about the fuse technology that is being used in these jerseys that are lightweight. They provide thermal regulation using the Nike Dry Fit technology. And you take that coupled with the Human Performance Research Institute that's being built out. I wonder if there's going to be some type of collaboration with Nike to see, you know, what the performance looks like. How does it help regulate body heat? There's only a small group of actual schools that are using this type of technology. So I love seeing Oklahoma State kind of leading the charge in cutting edge technology when it comes to uniforms. So, yeah, all that is great.
We talked about how the uniforms are an ode to the OSU teams of the 1980s. However, the stripe pattern on the arm was worn by the three players currently in the Ring of Honor, Bob Fenimore, Thurman Thomas, and Barry Sanders. And I just think, I know that Barry and Thurman played in the 80s, but Fenimore was long before their time. And I think it's just awesome that all three of the people in the Ring of Honor wore the stripes and we're bringing them back. Also, something that I found interesting about these is that this is the first time since 2005 numbers will be included on the shoulders. And in the past, like from the 2016 to 2022, I guess, which was our, I guess now old uniforms, the words Oklahoma State and Cowboys were not plainly visible in a plainly visible location.
Yeah.
Which I never really noticed that because you see it on the pants, you see it on the helmet, you see the brand everywhere, but I never really noticed that Oklahoma State Cowboys is not prominent on the jersey in your face. But I think that that also kind of speaks to the brand of Oklahoma State where they're recognizable even without that. And I never felt like, oh, what team is playing? Because it's so obvious that it's on the helmet or, you know, Pistol Pete is such a prolific mascot that everyone recognizes that I think that that also speaks to, you know, we question, well, how is our brand? We haven't had it prominent in our uniforms for the past 7-8 years and people still recognize us and we have some of the best uniforms in college football. And this year they're only getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the, you know, the logo, the OSU logo, but man, there's something about seeing Oklahoma State in big black letters just written out across the chest that just feels very romantic. I feel very romantic about these uniforms. As Aaron Rodgers would say, how can you not be romantic about football? That's how I feel right now. So I don't know. It's just that distinct look. It's like, oh, yes, big black letters. OK State is here to play and we're here to win.
I think maybe they were trying to go with and I can't speak to this. I wasn't in the room making all the decisions on what that looked like, but with that previous template that we had, it wasn't the fuse, it was Vape or something, I'm guessing. I don't remember. I think a lot of the teams that have that template don't have anything on their chest. The majority of them don't, and a lot of the NFL teams actually don't have things across their chests. Sometimes they'll have it, but really that is, it's unique to the NFL because you just have that NFL shield and you recognize it. Doesn't matter if it's a plain black jersey with silver numbers, you know it's the Raiders. You know, it's like, and that can go for any of the other teams across the NFL. With Oklahoma State, you had the barbed wire font that really stuck out. And that was kind of like, okay, yeah, this is Oklahoma State. But like you said, Eve, there's just something about Oklahoma State being across the chest. And I love that it's consistent across all the jerseys, that we have it on orange, black, and both white sets. Sometimes I go back and forth between, do I like Oklahoma State or Cowboys more? But I think seeing these, they made the right decision in choosing Oklahoma State.
No doubt. Yeah.
No doubt. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about favorite combo, the white, if you like the white with the orange. What is your favorite, like, what combo from helmet to pant can you not wait to see?
Yo, the teaser that they put out there with the white helmet, the black jersey, and the white pants, I didn't expect that to look as clean as it did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, in the past, that's one of those where I just kind of been like, eh, you know, it looks straight. But man, that looked really good on that photo that they released. Yeah. And I will say, y'all know my favorite color combination always is black, black, orange. So I can't wait to see how black, black, orange actually looks with these new uniforms and these new threads. But
you know what? I think black, black, orange takes a hit, to be honest. Like, it has been my favorite for a while, but that's because the black jerseys had orange numbers and it matched with the pants. So with them having white numbers, but like you said, with that white, black, white, the white looks so clean.
Yes.
That high contrast. I love it. I love that. It's kind of a throwback to what they used to have. I think it was back in 1992. They wore that for Bedlam with black pants. And then 93, 94, those were the Jimmy Johnson era where they, I think, got.
And you were all those games too. I just want everybody to know Justin was definitely at all of those games since birth.
No. But that's, you know, they have the white numbers, I think it's cool. You can't go wrong, but I think that they chose the white with the black. It just looks good. And it's kind of consistent with basketball. That's the same thing. They have the black jerseys now with the white digits and things like that. So, I like that it goes across all the sports too.
I will say though, it's one thing for the photo shoot image to look really good.
Yeah.
But just like with the gray ones, remember whenever they did the gray teaser and everybody was so excited? And then whenever they actually wore it, all you saw was the sweat stains were so prevalent on the jerseys. And you were like, this looks horrible. So hopefully, practically, you know, whenever they actually wear it out, it looks as good as we've been seeing it over the past couple of days. Because, man, that would be highly disappointing. And you know, refer back to episode 21 with Justin Williams whenever we had him back. But he talked about his combination being, I remember on the road, orange, white, black was one that he wished that we could have used a lot more. But because of the loss to, you know, that team in Iowa, we don't really, you know.
Black, white, orange, yeah.
Let's reclaim it.
Was that it? Was black, white, orange? Yeah, that's what it was. Black, white, orange. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see how that looks with this combination.
Right. That's a good point. I think, I don't know that I have a favorite yet. I'm going to have to wait and see. I know that's kind of a cop out answer, but, if I had to pick right now, I'm probably going to get to see my favorite combo in week one, which is white, orange, white. I just love the orange and white for Oklahoma State. Like I said, that brand. I will say this. The helmets that were thrown out there had the triple stripes on them. The pants don't. I think that the reason that they don't have the pants is because they don't have stripes on the pants is because it would be a lot harder to mix and match to make the uniforms look kind of as a cohesive unit if we were to have stripes on the pants. Now, an argument can be made that you have two white jerseys, you should be able to have two white pants, and one of the pairs of pants can have an orange prominent stripe and the other one can have black. But then you run into the issue of, well, your black pants don't have a stripe, your orange pants don't have a stripe, and you kind of have to have consistency.
True.
So, I mean, that's what a uniform is. It has to be uniform.
Oh, I'm here for the surprises. I'm here for the surprise.
Yeah. See what happens. Definitely. And I will say this too, with the helmets, it gives the option to have the stripes or not. You can go with
Do you think that we just stick with the cowboy script?
We're gonna have the brand for sure.
Yeah,
brand will be in there. Pistol Pete, he'll be in there, like the full body one I've seen. There's probably gonna be some ones we don't even know exist that are gonna come in here. But here's the thing, like, you can keep it simple, basic, and still really clean just by changing the color of the logo.
Right. Like,
it's standard to have an orange logo on a white helmet, but if you change it to a black logo,
yeah,
it looks so much better with, you know, whatever the black combinations are. And then if you have a black helmet, you can have an orange logo a white logo for some of the other things. Like it's going, they have the endless possibilities just by changing up the color of the logo, the color of the face mask, the color of the stripes, with or without stripes. You don't even have to have stripes. The pants don't have stripes. It gives you major throwback vibes in a modern day. So you can't go wrong, really. And for everyone that yearned for full throwbacks for Homecoming, I mean, the battle has essentially been won. Am I right? Because like some of us said it, but we all thought it. Back in 2014 with the Bronc Rider, 2015 with that 1969 diagonal OSU, 2016 with the early 80s throwback. We had the 2017 with the 1950s numbers. All of these different combinations, we were thinking, man, these would look that much better with full throwbacks. Well, if you pair any one of those helmets with this updated uniform template, it's an automatic upgrade. And time will tell, but I believe that any of those throwback helmets would look great with these new uniforms. So I'm very excited about what's in store for Homecoming in the future.
I'm excited for the all whites with the script cowboys. I've just been looking at the black
layers, I should say.
The black, the all whites. I'm looking at the photos on okstate.com right now, and it's the all white with the black lettering with the orange outline, and then the black script cowboys with the orange outline. That just looks clean. And then the other one, I don't know what pants they would pair with it. I mean, you could do I think it would look great all black, the black helmet with the full peat, but it's like a matte black helmet. That would also look sick with the orange pants. But I'm a fan of a blackout. If we do a blackout and you have the matte black helmet, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that would look classic, you know, with the face mask. I brought it up whenever we had the uniform episode, but I can't wait to see how it gets accessorized. You know, I mean, I'm all about the accessories, you know. Yeah. With the long socks, are we going to go long white, long orange socks? We're going to go long black socks. You know what we're going to do? Are we going
to
do the...
Nobody's talking about the socks, but we need to bring back those Homecoming socks that have the triple stripes. Every game, bro. Yes. And you can switch up the sock, like you can switch up the stripes based on what combo you're going with. So start ordering your socks now, Justin Williams. Start ordering the socks. Also send me a pair, please.
That is gonna be the game changer. It's always the small things that can make or break the uniform. You get that right, you get the arm accessories right, like the armband that takes up the entire sleeve. Like you get it just right. Come on, man. Now you got the best uniform without a doubt.
All right.
And Meg, also you mentioned the matte black helmet. I didn't even think about it, but you could throw in a gloss black helmet with these updated uniforms. Like, I mean, you can just go so many different routes with the different logos. So we're in for a treat.
Matte black with like a chrome orange. That could be.
We've done that before, haven't we?
Yeah.
That was during the Dax Garmin days. I remember like during those days, we ended up wearing them. Let Dax be Dax.
I will say for Meg, your combo that you picked out, all white, it had the black numbers, the black script. I love it. It's a great combo. And this might be a little hot takey, and I apologize in advance, but I don't know if I love the Curse of Cowboys helmet as much with the new template.
You'd rather have the black?
I do.
The brand.
I love the logo. I think it looks great standing alone on a helmet, but I think I liked it a little bit more with our previous template. I just think like with the way Oklahoma State is across the chest and it has its updated font, I don't know that it pairs as well with the Curse of Cowboys.
I disagree because the Curse of Cowboys is a retro feeling logo to me. You know, that's so fair. I feel that's like it point. Fits with the vibe of the throwback without being a throwback, the paying tribute to the 1980s team. So it has sort of that historical vintage feel. That's why I like it. I disagree. I don't love the current brand with the uniforms. I think it's too modern for it almost. I also, just in general, like the current, it's fine. I have nothing against the current brand, but I like the OSU that you have on your hat, Justin, better. I like the script. There's previous brands I like more, but that's just my opinion. So
yeah,
for my favorite one is still that. I just have the 80s.
Yeah.
80s cattle brand.
Yeah, my favorite one is still like the regular block brand. Like to me, that just, I don't know. Maybe it's because whenever I was introduced to Oklahoma State, that's what I saw. That was the logo that I saw in 2008. Mm-hmm. And then that's the logo that I wore whenever I played at Oklahoma State. So that, I don't know, that just tends to be my favorite. I love the white, orange, white combination because that's the one that I wore. So really, I think I'm just narcissistic. Everything just goes back to me.
You.
I'm wearing this Cowboy Nation t-shirt right now. These were made by Justin Southwell for, what was it, bachelor party? And then me, Anthony Hill, Perry Watson, you, Christian Schroeder, like all of us wore these. And now you need to make updated ones with a new font. So figure out whatever kind of font they used. And let's get this Cowboy Nation t-shirts popping again.
Well, what's kind of interesting is the actual updated brand, it's not in the same font. It's still in kind of that digital alarm clock looking font that we had back in 2001 or whenever that was introduced. It's just been modernized a little bit with updated colors, and we don't have the bevel anymore, but it is interesting. Like, I don't expect them to do another rebrand to make it match the same style of font that we see across the chest now and what we see in the end zone. But I mean, cause like that was just updated, I think in 2019, but who knows?
Yeah. Don't it make you want to buy a jersey? Like, I'm not going to buy a jersey cause that's kind of lame. You know, I ain't playing. I'm buying a jersey. But
as Justin sits there in a jersey.
I mean, that's different. Look, I own like four jerseys, okay? And they're all retired legends. Like Thurman Thomas would definitely be one of them, hands down. So I have an Emmitt Smith jersey. I have a Dirk Nowitzki jersey. I have a Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. And that's it. That's all I got. So, yeah, if they come out with a hoodie version of these uniforms, best believe I'm going to have to go ahead and cop that hoodie, my guy.
Justin, will you be buying a jersey? Don't lie.
That's a good question.
What's the wearability factor of these new uniforms?
That is a good question. For the average civilian. I like jerseys. I don't wear them all the time, but I think I would have to get one, but I don't know like who I would get. And it would be kind of weird to get like a Barry Sanders jersey if it's in the modern template, even though it looks very similar to what he wore in the 80s. So I don't know. I'm on the fence about it right now. Like, I don't
know.
You just wait
to see who becomes a legend from this team.
Different question. Not who would you get? What would you get? So what color combo would you buy?
Oh, yeah. I'd probably get orange. Just, I don't know though. Like, that black is pretty cool too.
That black one is dope.
Dang.
Yeah, the black one is dope. I like the one that you're wearing right now. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like that
it's
looks
clean.
Clean.
Yeah.
That looks clean.
I would be fearful anytime I wear it out. Like if I go tailgating or something, I'm like, I can't like drip ketchup from a hot dog or anything on it. You know what I mean? Like it's too clean and I'm gonna dirty it up. I don't. So but as far as like, you know, wearing it makes sense to me wearing like legends, like you said, Eve, like Barry Sanders, Thurman Thomas.
Oh, those are the only jerseys
I buy. I don't know that I could, maybe it's just because I'm an old guy, but I'm like, I don't know if I could wear like a kid's.
Yeah, somebody younger than you. And
yeah. Right? And
I feel the same way. Like I can't.
It'd be weird wearing a Brendan Presley jersey.
It would be kind of weird.
Nothing against him, but.
Love Brendan Presley.
Yeah.
Don't know that I'm going to buy his jersey.
Yeah. And if you do, it has to be something custom, you know, like you go and you get. Yeah,
if I get a custom jersey and I get Southwell 85, like that's even weirder.
I ain't doing that. I'm not getting my name on it. I feel like that's kind of lame too. Like I would get like the number 5, which, you know, 5 is just a great number. And it's a number that you and I have in common, 8525. So I got to get the 5 on there. And
Kendall Daniels.
In the back, it would have to just be something random. Like it can't be my last name. Nah, it wouldn't be that either. It would just have to be like something unique. You know, like, for example,
Congo.
Whenever I was I went to visit the Miami Marlins and they were making custom jerseys for all of us. And I got Congo in the back. And like, that's a dope jersey. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe like my daughter's name, Zola.
Do you have a nickname, Eve?
I don't.
Oh.
In high school, I did, but, you know.
What nicknames. Was it?
It was Boobie.
Like Boobie Miles?
Yeah.
Looks like the actor Boobie Miles.
Yeah, there was a strong resemblance back then. I don't look as much like him as I used to.
See that.
Yeah, so everybody used to think that Derek Luke was my doppelganger, so everybody called me Boobie.
I will say, though, that Miami Marlins jersey that you have, that's pretty sick.
You know, like, what I'm saying?
Baseball jerseys, I think, are a lot easier to wear in public than football jerseys or basketball jerseys. So
more versatile.
But ironically, I don't have an Oklahoma State baseball jersey. So it's just one of those things.
Oh,
I have all
man.
Kinds of Oklahoma State other things, just not the jersey.
That's what I need to rock to the next Oklahoma State football game. I'm rocking an Oklahoma State baseball jersey. Baseball jerseys just look good. You know what I mean? Like they're versatile. You can style them a lot of different ways. You can leave it open. You can close the buttons if you want. Yeah. It's
yes.
That's gonna be the move, Sal. Hey, you get a baseball jersey, I'm gonna get one too. Mega, you in?
Let's do it, guys. Let's do
all
it.
All right. And baseball has some of the best jerseys around too.
No,
like
I
Oklahoma State uniforms are just flawless across the board now.
With the bats on the I'm a fan of the baseball jerseys. Although my one not issue, but I'm sad. I'll say I'm sad that there is no teal in this mix. You know, really hoping.
You're a big turquoise fan.
I'm a big turquoise fan. I love it. I think it's unique to us. It, you know, pays tributes to the tribes across Oklahoma. The other sports all have their turquoise jerseys. We saw softball over the weekend in Bedlam. Does baseball have a turquoise jersey now that I think about it? I don't know that I've seen.
I don't think so.
But basketball does. Mm-hmm. And they're incredible. And I think it would look amazing if you did like orange, teal, orange.
Meg, do not tell this to the traditionalists on Facebook because they will kick your teeth in.
Well,
anything.
Anyway,
if there's anything that could be more polarizing than gray, it would be turquoise. And I'm on the receiving end of that right now. So I'm in a message board and I'm on Twitter. I've got 100% love versus 100% hate. There's nothing in between, nothing right in the middle. It's you're one extreme or the other.
That's true. So, yeah, because didn't you Photoshop a photo with the teal in there? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I love it. It's amazing.
At the end of the day, it's all about the storytelling behind it, right? So you have the N7, the Native American tribes. If you're able to tell the story the proper way, it probably will get received a lot better. Now, as for me, I don't know if I could rock with the teal on the football side.
No problem.
Yeah.
I love the teal. I'm saying, you know, wear it for one game. Wear it for one game. Have some sort of special thing. Wear it for one game. I think that'd be... I won't even tell you what the helmet idea that I just had because people would probably eviscerate me. But
yeah, we just need to do like...
It's cool.
The most state of Oklahoma ever. Like, bring the turquoise jersey in. Put a QT logo on it. Have Sonic on the helmet.
Stop.
What you could do though for real, like the Oklahoma State, the state of Oklahoma flag has that shield, the Native American shield. If you had that on a helmet, I think that would look pretty cool with something like that.
I was just gonna say that, but I was like, no, people will come for me if I suggest.
No, I think it'd be cool. Colorado did something similar a few years back. They maybe still use it, and they have their C logo on the helmet from their state flag.
Maryland has the entire flag helmet.
Yeah, Maryland.
If Maryland was an Under Armour, it would look cool.
Well, even Maryland, for example, they are, you know, going back. They're kind of embracing the more traditional look. Like, they are getting rid of that complete flag helmet. They're going back to, I think, the script Terps, and they're going back with stripes on their sleeves. Like, this is the look, like the modern throwback.
Florida State
is the look now. Florida State's going back to what they've had in the past. And Oklahoma State, perfect timing to be able to get right on board with that trend because
lead the charge.
Yeah, this is great.
I'm excited. It's going to be good, guys. Going to be good. Can't wait to see what we wear.
Can't wait to get my baseball jersey, too.
Get my baseball jersey.
There's a couple of the ones that have, like Meg, you said they have the bats.
Yeah.
But even now, I think last year they updated it to where it would have that same Oklahoma State font. So Oklahoma is written in that similar font to what we're going to see on the football jerseys. Mm-hmm. And so you got the orange with the bat.
Right. Yeah.
You got black with an orange bat. You got white with a black bat. Then they have a couple of alternates where they have a white with pinstripes and it just says Cowboys. That one might be my pick to wear at a football game. Then they have a cream version of that.
I've seen the cream
one. Plain cream with black, same Cowboys script. I mean, like, just super clean. Now, if they could, what I would love to see, so unique to Oklahoma State baseball, is that interlocking OS logo. I would love to see that logo just slapped right there on the chest. Put some pinstripes on it if you want to, but man, I would love to see that.
Speaking of that, speaking of the interlocking OS, whenever I first got to OK State, you know, I used to wear fitted caps all the time. It was 2009. Everybody was rocking fitted caps. And I bought the hat that had the interlocking OS, and somebody somewhere told me that that wasn't really an OK State logo.
It was somebody, you got an Oregon State hat?
I mean, it was the one that we always see. But I was like, am I confused? Like,
well, technically, I think that there was a debate about that within the university, that it was an unofficial logo that was for baseball, and they let them keep it because it was so historic to the team and the program, but it wasn't an official logo of the university. And there was within the branding department, there was discussion of whether or not they should be able to keep it because it's not brand standards and they're the only team that has it, but because of the history. And then I think having Obrate Stadium helps because you have OS.
And you know what, the orange one with the Oklahoma State and the baseball bat on the baseball side, the jerseys, that's the one. That's the move. That's what I'm getting. I've officially decided. I like that and the pinstripe, but if football is going to have Oklahoma State written across the front, then I want my baseball jersey to also have Oklahoma State written across the front. So next time I see y'all, and Megan, first time I see you.
I was like, next time, Eve, you mean the first time?
Nice. We all going to be rocking the baseball jerseys.
I have never met in person, which is kind of wild because I talk to you more than I talk to some of my oldest and dearest friends.
Right. But,
that's fine. That's
crazy. Crazy.
Speaking of baseball, you guys.
Great segue.
Baseball, freaking amazing weekend. Sweeping ETSU, and two players received Big 12 honors, Brock Riggio and Nolan Schubert. Riggio was the Big 12 Player of the Week. Schubert was the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week. Riggio went 8-for-15, which is a .533 average, with 4 home runs, 10 RBIs, extending his hit streak to 6 games. Freshman Schubert had a monster game against Eastern Tennessee over the weekend. He hit .400 with 3 home runs. 2 of those were grand slams and 11 RBIs. He tied a record.
That's not even real. How do you hit 2 grand slams?
Which is
how is the pitcher, any, like, the entire, you know, bullpen, like everybody on ETUs, how do you let that happen? Like, how can you let that happen?
They don't let it happen. Okay, State baseball goes out there and makes it happen.
He made it happen.
That's what they say. And I think the best part about Nolan Schubert is he wasn't even supposed to come to Oklahoma State. He was committed to Michigan. He committed to Michigan when he was 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
And the coaching changed, like, in June of last year. His head coach at Michigan announced he was going to Clemson. So Schubert was like, holy crap, where am I going to play? And he was friends with Jackson Holiday from summer ball and everything. So he called Jackson immediately. Jackson connected him with Matt. Matt connected him with Josh. 2 days later, he is driving from Michigan down to Stillwater for his official visit, and he committed about a day or two after that. So, very late addition to the team. He's a freaking stud. So, congratulations.
Isn't it crazy how early baseball guys can just, like, commit, or how early you can identify their talent? Like, I went to high school, Keller High School, with a guy named Max Muncy. Graduated the same year, and he ended up getting drafted like 41st or 42nd overall. To this day, he's still playing infielder for the LA Dodgers, I believe. Yeah, the LA Dodgers. And it's so crazy. Like, you knew he was going to go pro when he was 14 years old. And it's kind of the same thing with basketball, right? You just kind of know, hey, at 12 years old, yeah, we know this guy's going to go pro. So that stuff's so, it's mind-blowing to me, because that's never the case in football.
It is so different in football. That's a great point. We probably should talk about it on another episode, but like the closest one that I could think of during my time growing up and watching was like maybe Maurice Claret seemed like he was going to be like the biggest thing. And then he just fell off. And like Reggie Bush, I mean, you kind of thought like, man, this guy might go and break Barry Sanders records the way that he's looking right now. He didn't fall off as hard as Maurice Claret did, for example, but like he ain't Barry Sanders, you know. It's just like,
bro, you remember Cody Paul,
dude, the highlight reel from like, yeah, the dude was a stud.
Yeah, the little kid. He was like 6 years old looking like Barry Sanders.
Yeah,
and everybody just knew he was gonna be an NFL player. And we haven't heard from him since. Like, it's so hard to predict.
It's so sad too, but we won't get into all of that. We can save that conversation for another episode. Really quickly, a couple more honors to shout out. Women's softball, tough loss this weekend, or tough series loss to OU, but we are onward and upward to the Big 12 championships this weekend. And 7 Cowgirls were named to the Big 12 on all-conference team. Rachel Becker and Kelly Maxwell, first team. Caitlin Carwile, Cheyenne Factor, and Lexi Kilfoyle, second team. Kyra Acock and Michaela Wark to the freshman team. Maxwell and Acock, both unanimous selections. So congratulations, ladies. Go down to OKC and crush it. Beat OU. Always.
That's right.
And finally, before we go, congrats to the class of 2023. It is commencement this weekend. OSU alum and real life hero Danny Kellington is the commencement speaker. So check out that speech if you have time on Saturday. I'm super excited to get to talk to Danny. Super, super stoked for that.
Is that going to be on OSU Max?
It will be on Inside. So graduation is streaming on Inside OSU. And my conversation will also be released on Inside OSU on Wednesday. Graduation is live on Saturday. And I can send you the link, Eve, for my full interview with Danny.
Can't wait.
Super stoked to talk to him. And of course, last but not least, happy Mother's Day to both Sheridan Southwell and Dawn Patoba. Yay, Mother's Day this weekend.
Let's go. Yeah, first Mother's Day over here on this side. So I feel like there's a lot of pressure, you know, on me as a husband and me to make sure that this is right. So
I sent my mom a book that's called There Are Worse Moms Than You. She found it hilarious. She received it right before we started this.
Dawn, if you are listening, and she does listen to the show, just happy Mother's Day. You are the world's greatest mom. I love you. Thank you for the way that you take care of our baby girl. And motherhood has been the most beautiful things that I've been able to have a front seat to witness. So happy Mother's Day, y'all.
Wow, man. You know what? Same to Sheridan. How am I going to follow up that? Thanks a lot, Eve. Gosh. I was like, oh, man, I love you so much. Also, mom, you know, in my heart, though, for real, all of that. You're the best. I love you.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there who are listening. And thank you all for listening to the Believe in OK State podcast presented by Bet Online. Like, share, subscribe. Comment, follow, all of the things. And of course, go Pokes.
Go Pokes.
Go Pokes.